Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches, Rav Shimon Lamed Ches, on the top line of Daf Lamed Ches. Today's Daf begins fascinating, relevant discussion of Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum is where a guy cooks the kufut kosher. Hechsher, Lamahadrin, it's all good, all lovely. Kalim is no issues. There's no issues in any of that. It could be in your house with your food. However, there's an issue of, there's a gzeira. A gzeira derabanan of Bishul Akum. Yesterday we ended off yesterday saying that midrabanan bikra asmachta ba'alma, that it's a din derabanan and any psukim are just asmachta. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, yesterday's Gemara, but it's very relevant. Rashi says, Shelo yehe Yisrael rogil etlo, that a Jew should not be rogil by a goy, the machal ubemishte, the ochlenu dover tummy. And he'll come to eat something trade. No other Rishon says that. Every single other Rishon says the reason for the gzeira is because of chasmas. Because we don't want you hanging, not because you eat a tummy. Nothing to do with that. Because we don't want you hanging around with goyim. If you have familiarity with them, you are possibly going to marry their children. Or they're going to marry your children, and that's a big avera. That's the reason. Rashi said something here. All the Rishonim try to tumult. Is Rashi saying something different? Is it a second reason? Is it just it's an offshoot of the first reason? All the variations. But Rashi doesn't say. Other places he does say it's because of chasnos. Here he doesn't. So that's the standard reason. The Rambam and the Rosh and the Ran, they all give the standard reason because of chasnos. That reason is going to be very relevant in a few minutes. So we'll start. Amar of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav. Kol hanechal kamos shehu chai. If anything can be eaten raw, ein bo mishum bishule ovdei kochav. That is not an iser of Bishul Akum. Not an iser. Why? Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say it here. It's a Rashi in Beta. He says, since cooking doesn't make a difference, that's not called cooking. So cooking doesn't make a difference. Water. But then it's called a hot. Cooking doesn't make a difference. Therefore, it's not considered bishul. That's one of the heterim for coffee. Because it's hot. First of all, the ikar is water. That's already one title. Then you have to say that cooking it doesn't change it. Which, that's true. That's true. Water doesn't change it. Cooking doesn't change water. That's true. Cooking doesn't change it. There are a few items where cooking doesn't change it. So therefore, if cooking doesn't change it, there's no Bishul Akum. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Others say, no. What? Right, so therefore what? So therefore what? So that's it. Right. That's what the Rashi says. The Ran says, since the reason is because of chasnus, so it only applies to things that are cooked. If it's not cooked, it's going to chasnus. You don't have familiarity with water or with things that aren't cooked. That's just not how it goes. So it's a machlokes. But the ikker that it has to be something that's cooked applies. That's number one. By the way, the big shiloh comes up with this criteria. The big shiloh is the shiloh has not yet been settled by the poskim. The big shiloh is fish. Well, I was the shiloh. Because now you have something where people eat fish that are raw. It's called sushi. So if you eat fish that's not cooked, does that now change the geder of all fish now is something that could be eaten raw? If it could be eaten raw, then even if you cook it, it's not a problem. Like coffee. It could be eaten raw. Water could be eaten cold. So now that I heated it up and I added some spice, I added some that doesn't change anything. I'm still allowed to do it. So now that's the style of that fish, because when you have such a thing as sushi, and sushi's been around for a long time, it's been around since the '70s, at least since the '70s, but it's really, really not become popular until recently. It was right. reason, the past 10 years, it's become really, really popular. Right? Last year, there was an article in the RJJ Journal whether it's a problem of bonnet. Making sushi, not eating. Eating it, you're allowed. I'm making it on Shabbos. They have it by the kiddush. They have a guy standing there, Japanese guy, and he's putting it together. He's a guy. But they have a Jewish guy putting it together on Shabbos. That he had a whole thing that he thought it was Isser. I don't know. I can't possibly. That's what he thought. And he said, he explained why it's different than making a sandwich. Because making a sandwich, no one holds something. So, interesting thing that came up over the past few years. Okay, next. Basura Masna Hachi. Through their own dap shot, and Pumpadisa Masnihati. And Pumpadisa does another shot. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol She'eno Nechal Al Shulchan Malachim. Anything that would not be on the table of the king, Lalafes Boet HaPat. To use as a Lalafes the pot. What is Lalafes? How do they translate that word? Accompany the pot, Ein Bo Mishum Bishuli Ov Dekachavim. That's not in Isser, again, of Bishul Akum. Okay? Now, the words Lafis Boaz Hapas are very, what does that mean? So, of course, it's a machlokas. The Ritva says, that things that are eaten by themselves, right? In other words, it's Mashiach the Gemara. The only things that go on the Shulchan to be Malafis the Pas, that's Usser. But if things go on the table that don't accompany the Pas, there's no Isser. That's what the Ritva said, right? Only something that's Malafes Pas has Chashivas. Right? But if it's something that doesn't come to be that doesn't come to accompany the Pas, it's only considered Achilas Aroi, right? And even if it goes on the table, I would say something like, I don't know, maybe a dessert. It's not Malafes Pas. Not part of the Iker Suda. It's just there as something that's non-Kashub. That would not be a problem of Bishul Akum. Okay? That's the Ritva. Right? Rashba says, impossible. That's the Gemara means that. Which we hold like the Rashba. We're much more mocking. The Rashba says, impossible. It's impossible because we're going to have in a minute, Daisa, which is porridge, or you know, oatmeal. Daisa is something that's not Malafik to pot. Doesn't accompany pas, daisa, right? And then nevertheless, it's considered something that shulchan malachim, right? Therefore, the Rashba says, like this is how you read the Gemara, like this. Ready? Only something that's malafes to pas has to be something that's chashuv. Only something that's malafes to pas has to be something that's chashuv that you would want to see it on the king's table, right? But if it's something that goes on the king's table as a meichel anyway, right? Like daisa, of course it's Usser. Because it's Bishul Akum. And by the way, that's how the Rambam paskins, that's how we paskins. Okay? So, that's how we paskins. Now, my Benayhu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Iku Benayhu, the difference is Dogim Kitanim, small little fish, the Ardi, mushrooms? Ardi are mushrooms, and daisa is porridge, porridge is a whole word, oatmeal, whatever, okay? Look at Rashi, second Rashi. Dogim kitanim ba'ardi v'daisa. Ein echal and chayim. You can't eat any of that raw. You can't eat raw, you know, whatever, raw people, that's a whole other discussion. How does it go by what's raw? Is it raw people? Is it 0%? Is it impossible? Some things are impossible to eat raw. So most people don't eat raw mushrooms. That's cooked for. So ein ochlen, ein echal and chayim. You don't eat them raw. The ein olin al shulchan malachim, but they don't go on the king's table. Nobody puts that on the king's table. Nobody goes to the White House. They're not going to serve that. So v'lish nakama, if you hold the reason is the first thing about raw yesh behen mishum bishuli ov dekachavim. You have it. Why? They're not eating raw. But Lalishna Basra, but if you have the second shot, that what? Shulchan Malachim, Sharu, there would be Mutter. Why? Because they don't go on the king's table. Okay? Look at Tosfos. What? No, but you know what Rabbi Sabalovsky had a whole shiir about this. About one of the Hesperim that they have the donut. donuts are something that's not considered Shulchan Malach. Don't serve that at a It's an American fast food. Don't serve that at the Shulchan Malachim. So he said that. What? What? So he said that he was wondering when they have the Hanukkah thing at the White House every year, if they put donuts out. Because if they put donuts out, that might give it chashiv. He had a whole tumult with that. Look at the second Tosfos. Right? Ikabidayo dogim kitanim ardi v'daisa. So Pirush says Tosfos. Ain't on nechol and chayim. This is Rashi. Said the same thing. They're not eating raw. They ain't olin al shulchan malachim. But they don't go on the king's table. The Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the midinakat hani. Since these are specified, v'lo nakat. Why didn't we take something else? Why didn't we give a different example? Says Tosfos. For example, dash, honey, ugvina, or cheese, which have the other way. Sh'olin al shulchan malachim. Those, of course, they go to cheese, fancy cheese, always. But v'nechal and chayim, but that could be eaten raw. You don't have to cook cheese. You have to make it. But once it's made, you don't have to cook it. Shma mina says tells us a huge kula. Shma mina, the boy lemingat devarim nasa behem lashon achron mosiv al harishon ulahakolav. In other words, these two criteria are both for kula. Dafilu einu nechal chay. If it's not eaten raw, kiven she einu ola less b'mishol b'shuli of the chachavim. We're passing like both of these. Both of these requirements we're passing like. And if you only have one criteria, it's not an issue. When it comes to Dinder Rabbanan, we're always Mekel. So you have to have both requirements. But only one. In other words, if either one is missing, it's okay. Either one is missing, it's okay. That's how we pass on that also. You have to have every requirement. Not only one requirement. You have to have every requirement. Okay? You bring the... What? Why? We haven't said good reason. We didn't give a good reason why. Or we even said we've been talking about mastered it. That was cheese he mastered? That was bread. Cheese. He mastered the cheese. He said he had a hold of him shy. He said nothing that doesn't apply. It's a good question. The question is better than the answer. We said it's very, very, very shaky. Why? I'm not saying we should do it. I would never do it. But the reason is very because cheese can only come from kosher animals. Right? You can't make cheese from a pig or a goat. Only from a kosher animal. I'm sorry, goat's kosher. A camel or a horse. No such thing as horse. No such thing. So, a pig maybe, yes. No, apparently no. You can't. Only for kosher animals. So it's not tray. So they mix it with other things. But not dead, they mix it with other things. What are they doing? Go to a craft factory. Nothing else there. Right? They make cheese like everybody else makes cheese. But listen, I'm not being controversial at all. Just the reason requires a sorrow theater. It really does. Okay, next. Amar Vasi, Amar Rav, Dagim Kitanim Meluchim. Small salted fish, ain't behem yishum bishuli ovdei kachavim. There's no issue of ovdei kachavim. Why? Because they're really eaten raw. Amar of Yosef, im tzela'an ovdei kachavim, if a guy roasted it, so meich yisrael aleihem, if a guy roasted it, it's okay, and a Jew could even use it, bishum eiru v'tavshilin, you could even use it for an eiru v'tavshilin. V'avdinhu ovdei kachavim kasa daharsana, but if a guy made kasa daharsana out of it, which is kasa daharsana, it's a certain kind of, it always comes up kasa daharsana, it's a certain kind of dip, a dish made with fish and bread and other kinds of ingredients, then usr. Then it's usr. So the Gemara says, pshita, obviously it's usr. The Gemara says, no, ma'u the same, I would have thought, harsana ikr, that the ikr ingredient is the fish, and we just said a minute ago, that's okay, kamash malan, no, kimcha ikr. The ikar ingredient in kasa daharsana is the bread. And that, we said, is made by a goy. That is the hetzer for. Therefore, the whole dish is also. Next. Amar of Bruna, Amar Rav. Ovdei kochavim, if a goy, shehitzis es ha'or ba'agam. Let's say a goy is in his field, he's in his backyard, and he wants to, you know, raise the level of the whole thing, so he's going to torch his whole swamp. He's got a swamp. He's going to torch the whole thing, clear it out. So he tortures the whole thing. So says the Gemara like this: Kol hachagavim sheba'agam, all the grasshoppers in the swamp are asur and are usher to eat. Now the guy clears his swamp. He says to his neighbor, the Jew, this big Yemenite. He says, "Listen, I have all these grasshoppers here that got burned when I cleared out the swamp. Come have a feast. Come take it. Usher, full usher." So, hey, now, by the way, Rashi and Tosfos both say, you see from this Gemara, not that you need this Gemara to say that, but you see from this Gemara that grasshoppers do not need shechita. Kosher grasshoppers don't need shechita. There's another species of animal that we eat that also doesn't need shechita. What's that? Fish. Fish don't need shechita either. So Rashi and Tosfos both have a whole discussion over here how you know that fish and grasshoppers don't need shechita. But birds and animals do. Okay. Heichi dami. What's the case over here with this animal? With this goy. Ilema delo yada haitor v'haitame. If you don't know which grasshoppers are tame and which ones are kosher, why? Because they're all burnt. Then my area over the chav. Then why are you telling me the story of a goy? A goy did this. A feel Yisrael nami. Even a Jew. You don't know which ones are. You don't eat that. Ella must be. We're trying to tell me a new halacha now. Mishum bishule ov de kochav. Because don't worry, the guy burnt the stick, he cooked all the grasshoppers for you, it's mutter. Ki hai gavna mi aser? Well, anybody after that? Ba'amar Rav Chanan bar'ami amar of Pedas, amar of Yochanan, hai ov de kochav. You have a guy, the charech reisha, who is, he's smoothing out, I think this means, he's smoothing out the head of an animal. Shari lemechle minei, or he's burning, or he's singeing the head of an animal after it's already been shechted. It's been shechted kahalacha. Shari lemechal minei, you're allowed to eat it afilu meresh unyei, even from the ear portion, which is the easiest part to get burnt, says Rashi. What do you see from there? Alma leovre sar kamachavim. All the guy was doing was removing the hair. Right? All he was doing was removing the hair. Hachanami. All the guy was doing here was intending to clear out his swamp. It says the Gemara, in order for something to be usher with bishul akum, there has to be kavanas hagoy. If there's no kavanas hagoy, there's no issue of bishul akum. Why should that be? Makes perfect sense. Because it's the whole reason for bishul akum. It's chasnod. The guy doesn't even know he's doing anything. Doesn't even know. He wants to clear out his swamp. He cares about grasshoppers. He cares about chasnod. He cares about bishul. No, he's clearing out a swamp. He's cleaning off his job is to clean off the hairs. He's intending to cook? Of course not. Makes perfect sense. The Ron says that. The Berak Abaye says that. The whole purpose is, the Raivid. I think it's the Raivid. One of the Rishon, the Raivid, the one of them. The whole purpose is, for Chasnas, the guys that have Kavana, it's not an issue. So what's going on here? What's going on in this story here? The Gemara says, you're right. La'olam, the lo yada haitar v'haitame. You're right. Go back. We're going to reject that now. Now, we don't reject that la'halacha. The halacha is that there has to be kavanas hagoy. Happens to be that that's obvious. It's obvious. So you go back. You're right. That case was about goy. That case was about which ones, you don't know which ones are tame, which ones are tar. They got singed. There's tame there, tar. You don't know which ones are which. That story happened to me. There was a guy. That's all. That you're right. Jew would be the same story. But Jew's clearing out his backyard. He sees a bunch of grasshoppers dead. He's not sure. He can't eat them. Why are we thinking a guy? That was the story. Gufa. We just said a minute ago. If a guy is singeing the head, you're allowed to eat it. Even from the ear, which is the first part to get burnt. Amaravina Hilka. Therefore, since we established it, that what? That a guy has to have kavana, hai ov de kochavim. A guy, deshada, sikhsa, latuna, he puts a peg into the fire. Why does he put a peg into the fire? So Rashi doesn't say, liyav shabitanor, he wants to dry out that peg. He's got a peg, right? The wood in those days was moist. He wants to dry it out. So he throws it into the fire. The cover by Yisrael Kramei Kara, and a Jew already had something in the oven wrapped up, and the guy didn't see. And now the guy was cooking. So can you eat what you wrapped up? Right, some kind of vegetable. Shaper dummy. It's mutter for you to eat it. So the Gemara says, pshita. What's the issue? Now the tema, I would have thought, that the guy wanted to cook that. The guy wanted to cook that keli. Kamash balan. So we see from here, no. It wasn't to cook it, it was only to strengthen it. That's not bishul. That is not considered bishul. Therefore, the food item there is mutter. Rashi says something controversial. What? He's lying. He wasn't lying if I had to cook it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kamash Malan, the ain bishul b'kelim. There's no bishul by Caleb. So that's a controversial statement, because if you take a pig and throw it into a fire on Shabbat, you will be over bishul. You can have bishul. It's called bishul. Yeah, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says if a guy takes a pig... What? Yeah, look at the bottom Tosas. Ah, Fagaf, Domina Paraclagado. Hi, man, the Shadi Siskalatuna. Hi, Mishum Abashel, even though we said in Shabbat. That if somebody takes a pig and throws it into the fire, he will be chayef bishul on Shabbat. That's regarding Shabbat. It's still considered a little bishul. The gam lo osa bishul geruhu miskaven. V'gav Shabbat has kamir ulachshivu. So we machar by Shabbat. Aval leinian avodas bishuli over gachavim lo chashiv. It's not considered cooking. The eno achi is chaven lebishul gomer. You have to have mamish intentions for bishul. Here, what the guy wants? What's he doing with this thing? He's doing it because he wants strong pegs. That's not official. Regarding Shabbat, different story. Shabbat's a different story. You chay for that. That the Rashi says, ain bishul b'kelim. What Rashi meant was, ain bishul b'kelim by bishul god, by bishul akum. By Shabbat, Rashi's not commenting. It's not except for Shabbat. Oh, but he had intention for cooking. That was a havim, you know. So we said, no, so you're right, that's a very weak havamina. It was a havamina, that's all. We didn't get to anything about starting fire. We didn't get to that. We're going to get to that in 5 minutes. We didn't get to that at all. We didn't discuss that yet. We're going to get to that in 5 minutes. Okay? Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Kiniach Yisrael Basar Agabir Chol. If a Jew leaves butter on a flame, Jew leaves a barbecue, uba over the kochavim, and the guy comes, v'hafach ba, and he turns the hamburger over. Right? Is that fish lakim? Says the Gemara, mutter. That's mutter. Hey chidami, what's the case? E lemed ilo hafach ba havi bishol. Had it cooked anyway, where the guy would not have come along, then pshita. It's obvious, the guy didn't do anything. It would have been cooked anyway. Elolav, dilo hafach lahavi bishul, and what? And if it wouldn't have been cooked, had the guy not come, it's not bishul. It's not for the guy, it wouldn't have happened. Am I mutter? Why is that mutter? Bishul yavdei kachavim din. That's bishul akum. So Gemara says, here's the case. Lo nitzrucha, dilo hafach, had the guy not come, havi bishul batartisha. It would have taken 2 hours. Bahashta ka bishul. And now that the guy came and turned it over, it was able to cook in 1 hour. I would have thought, kiruve bishule milsehi, that making something cook faster is something. Kamash bolan, it's nothing. You hear? That's nothing. So that's mutter. I saved you an hour. That's not considered cooking. It would have cooked anyway. It would have taken a lot longer. That's mutter. What? Also not like Shabbos, exactly. Oh, now they go, wait a minute. The Amar of Yossi, Ravasi, Amar of Yochanan, Ravasi said in the name of Yochanan, right? Kol Shehu Michael Ben Jusoy, anything that's cooked to the level of Michael Ben Jusoy, it's a machlokes, if that's a third or a half, who's Ben Jusoy? Ben Jusoy was a bandit. Who ate on the run. So in other words, just edible. I was in Bar Park, so I was in the shul, and I was, they had some Torah journal on the table, and it was an article about what Ben Jussoy comes up like five times in Shas, and there was an article why Ben Jussoy was zocher to have halacha named after him. The whole article, a five-page article in one of these Torah journals, why Ben Jussoy was zocher to have halacha named. The guy said, "Rob, you couldn't call something else." He had to pick Ben Jussoy. Said a whole long thing. Ben Jussoy was a Gilgal. Ben Jussoy was a Gilgal of Chofni and Pinchas. Chofni and Pinchas were the sons of Shmuel, right? Who were punished. Not the sons of Shmuel, sons of Eli. And they were punished because they always took the food away from the women early, right? That's what they did. The women used to come to bring karbanos, and they would delay it. So they would delay it, right? They wanted to delay it to be ma'ana these women, to make them suffer, make them wait, right? They would delay. They used to bring karbanos when they had babies, to be ma'ana to bailam, right? The pasuk said that they would boil all these women. They would boil these women? No, not chas v'shalom. They didn't do that. They would hold off the meat, and that would prevent them from being with their bailam. So there's like a takana that the meat was waiting. Now we're making it as early as possible. That's a whole fascinating thing. So interesting how people come up with things to talk about. It's a very good question. It's a very good question. Why Ben Jussoy? The answer is already esoteric answer. I don't know if there's another answer. Anyway. My cousin told me that he thought there was a measure, some say that Ben Jussoy was not a bandit, he was a gladiator. Whatever that means. I don't change anything. Anyway, Kol Shu K'Michael Ben Jussoy Ein Bo Mishum Bishuli Ov Tekochava. Michael Ben Jussoy is the sheriff of cooking when it comes to Shabbat. It's also the sheriff of cooking when it comes to Bishalabbat. So if a guy puts a thing on the fire for 2 seconds, not Michael Ben Jussoy. Right? Okay, excellent. So, but if it's not yet cooked for Michael Ben Jussoy, yesh bo mishum bishuli avdik ha-chavim. Then there is an issue of avdik ha-chavim. So what are you telling me? Making it faster is not a problem for shalachim. Has nothing to do with that. Has to do with Ben Jussoy or not Ben Jussoy. Right? Has nothing to do with that. So the Gemara says, hasam, no, that case about the Michael Ben Jussoy, should go on the cases, the osva besilta, what happened was, that case, that you took the Jew, took it off the fire already. Bitzilta Rashi says it means the basket. He already put it in the basket. He already put the food in the picnic basket. Vashakle Ovdikochavim, and then the guy came, took it out of the basket, the Osva Batuna. He put it back on the barbecue. He put it back on. Right? Then Rabbi Yochanan said, if it was Michael Ben Jussoy already, then the guy's not chai, then you're allowed to eat it, it's not for shalach. And if not, not. That's very different than our case. Our case is staying on the fire the whole time. So the Jew cooked it already the whole time. The question is, the guy made it faster. Is that considered bishalakum? Said the Gemara, no. Okay? Tanya Amihachi, we have a bride that says this. Miniach, Yisrael, Basr, Agabe, Gachalim. If the Jew puts the thing on the barbecue, Ubo'o, Gachalim, Mahapechva, and the guy comes and starts playing with it, right? Starts cooking it, right? Ad Shiyavo Yisrael, Mibesa Knesset, O Mibesa Medrash, the Jew had to go run to Dav Mincha. He tells the guy, you stay there for 15 minutes and go run to Dav Mincha. The Eino Choshesh, not a problem. It's not a problem. Not a problem. Why not? What's the guy doing? All he's doing is making it faster. That's not a problem. Or a woman. Shofet says, Isha Kedera Gabikira. A woman puts up a pot on the fire. Ubaz Ovdikochavim, and the guy comes. Umagisa, and she's stirring it. Right, she's going to go down to Mincha. She has to go run to the market. She has to go run to the Beit HaMerachas for 20 minutes. So she tells the goita, the maid, you stir till I get back. Is that a problem? No. You know why? Because the Jew did all the cooking. What's she doing? The worst thing she's doing is making me cook faster. That's not a problem with Vishalakam. No problem. So we're assuming that that's not an issue. Somehow, that problem is not a problem. So the only problem we have left, what? Yeah. So assuming it's not a problem, if there's all other people sitting in the room watching her, but they're not touching the fire, they're watching. So that's not a problem. What is the problem? Problem is bishlakim. Also not a problem. Why? Because the best she's doing is making it cook faster. Ibayalahu. What about the other way? Hiniach ovei kochavim. If a guy is cooking, v'hafach Yisrael, Now, the Jew comes and the guy says, listen, I got to run to the supermarket. Do me a favor, Jew. Do me a favor, Mr. Neighbor. You stand here and now it's kosher meat. Kosher meat, kosher kale, everything kosher. Mahu. Now what's the din? So why should it be any different? So the answer is it's not different. Armor of what? Yeah, it's kosher meat. The guy has kosher meat. The guy has kosher meat. Why? He wants it. Yeah, exactly. Why would he want to pay triple the price? I don't know, but he did. So Amr of Nachan by Yitzchak, Kal v'chomer. It's a Kal v'chomer. No, I meant triple the price from kosher to non-kosher. Kal v'chomer. Gam rubiyado of the kachavim mutter. Right? If this is a controversial statement, because what does it mean? Kal v'chomer. Gam rubiyado of the kachavim mutter. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because we said making something cook faster doesn't count. Gamru b'yad Yisrael kol shkin. So surely it should be mutter? Very controversial. Because, what? Yeah, he wants to eat the meat. Yeah. The guy asked you if he could borrow your barbecue. He then asked you if he could borrow your meat. Then he says, it's all kosher. Everything's kosher. It's in your yard. Says, by the way, I gotta run, it doesn't make a difference. It's shalakim. I gotta run to the supermarket, I'll be back in 10 minutes, do if you stand over here, make sure nothing gets burnt. And the Jew's sitting there making hamburgers. And that was a mutter? Says the Gemara, yes, it's mutter. But that doesn't make any sense. Right, what is the Kal v'chomer here? Right, so Rashi, what does Rashi say? There shouldn't say a word. Right? Why is it mutter? What? The problem is that we said that the reason why, if a guy comes and helps you with the barbecue, it's mutter to eat, is because making something cook faster doesn't count. So now if the Jew does make it cook faster, it also should not count, and therefore it should be shalakim. Why? Because the guy started it. So why is it mutter? Right? So the Ramban says, maybe it's mutter because the Mishnah Chasna is here, because you're here, to figure out the... What? How do you know? We didn't discuss turning on the fire. We didn't get there yet. What? We're talking about cooking. So if yeah. Right. Oh, so that goes to the Gemara. Eat my nami. Mutter. It's all mutter. Doesn't make a difference who started, who ended. As long as there's a Jew there, the ain't a usher. It's not usher. Ad shetehei chilaso de gamru biyad of the kochavim. The beginning and the end must be by a guy. You see how we got to this stage? Everyone says, "Oh, you start the fire." That's not, that has to be understood. It's not in a vacuum. See how we got there? Amar Ravina, Hilchisa. Talacha is high rifta, bread, dishagar over kochavim, that the over kochavim starts to fire. Is that what that means? The Afa Yisrael, and the Jew baked it, Inami or Shagar Yisrael, the Afa Ove Kochavim. The Jew puts on the fire, the guy bakes it, Inami or Shagar Ove Kochavim, the Afa Ove Kochavim, the Asi Yisrael, the Chatabach Etuye. All the Jew does is what? Chatabach Etuye. What does that mean? Stir the coals, turn it on. Shaper dummy, it's all okay. It's all okay. There is it's a big jump. There is a huge bachloket. When does this heter apply? Says the Ritva, it only applies by bread. Why? The Gemara said only by bread. All of a sudden, we skip to baking. All of a sudden, comes baking. We're talking about coals and cooking and it's mashmah, it's meat, it's mashmah. All of a sudden, we get the rifta, bread, says the Ritva, therefore, I'll read it to you. Shiras legabe afias pas amru shasakas ha'esh ha'idei Yisrael mo'ila. Only by bread they'll start the Jews throwing the fire help. Kiven shazel chelek gadol v'molechas ha'afias. That's a big part of baking. Avol b'shuli akum. But if it's other food, ein hasakas ha'esh nechsheretz k'molecha chashuva. Doesn't count. Ah, ba'av sheshehitek Yisrael ha'esh. Im obgecham anita k'deri matavshel harei zebishal akum v'aser. Right? That's it. Omnam, hachumas hadeshen, haheter, the chumas hadeshen says it's mutter, bein bapas, bein bishar tapshilim. How do we paskin? As far as I'm not going to want to hear this, because the mechaber is machmer. That's why there's different standards of bishalakim. As far as I'm only matter this by bread. The mechaber says, then shin yud gimel, tif zayin. Ein shigiras hataner mo'elet. Turning on the fire doesn't help. Ela bepas. Only by bread. Avol b'shar matavshilin. Other foods. Ein shigiras hataner bidlo hadlokas ha'esh mo'ila. Doesn't help. Right? Umorid ela ha'anocha dafka. What helps? Putting it on the fire yourself. Lofika. Harosha lavasha. Harachar tatavash halotu kachavim. You want to cook it a goyish apat? Sarf jitin lam. Okay, fine. Said the Rama, the Yesh Cholkin, others argue, Bitsviru Luhu, the Hadlakas Ha'esh, O Chitr Begacholam, Mahani, Le'inyin, Bishol, Kimo, Le'inyin Pas, Bechain, Noagin. That's how we paskin. Bafilu Chitr below Kavona Mahani, even if that Kavona, Umo is good. Right? Then he says even another Kula, the Yesh Omrim, Bafilu Chitr Yisrael, Lo Hishlech, Sham Kitim, even if the Jew doesn't light the fire. Rock. Sha'ovi kochavim, hidlik ha'esh me'esh shal Yisrael shari. Right? Even a bigger kula. Right? I believe. What? Who? The Ramah? He gets it from the Itza Beheter in the name of Maharam. That's what he says over there in the Shulchan Aruch. So, I think Aleph Bav Hei Itza Beheter. So, that's the pilot of Heter. Right? It's always on. It's mine. Right? So Sfarzim cannot hold from that heter. I can't imagine Sfarzim not held from. So, no, it's a known thing that the Sfarzim, it's much more machmerdik. It's much more stringent by Sfarzim, because the only time they're going to rely on the tether of a Jew, of a guy, of a Jew starting the fire, is by bread. Right? What? Okay, right. Right, so you know, you have to have the maid, you'll turn on the fire, then she'll finish the cooking. That's good for Ashkenaz. That's not good for fire. I don't know. And he just takes it as double portions. No, but he says it's only. Oh, why? What's different than a hamburger? So the response is because it's ma'isa chashuv. Why is it ma'isa chashuv? Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay, we got to move. No, the rest of it's like I got it. Dog me liach, salted fish, chizki yashari, Rabbi Yochanan and Asa. Chizki says it's mutter. Why? Because it's not considered bishul, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asa. Beis atzaluya, a roasted egg, bar kapara shari, Rabbi Yochanan and Asa. Kesser of Dimi, Amar, he said echad dog me liach, beis atzaluya, chizki bar kapara shari, Rabbi Yochanan and Asa. Rav Chia parva, ikla lebei reish kalusa, amalei. They said, Tzli Amai, what's the story with the roasted egg? Amal Lahu, Chizki Bakapar Shari, Rabbi Yochanan Aser, Bein Dvar Shal Echad Makam Shnayim. Right, one doesn't stand the place in the name of two. Amal Lahu Rav Zvid, Lotai Titu Le, Hachi, don't listen to that. Hachi Amar Abaya, Hilchet HaKavatei Rabbi Yochanan. Halach HaTak Rabbi Yochanan. Listen to this. Ashkiyua Neguta Dechala, they sent to Rav Zvid a cup of vinegar, benoch nafshi, and he died. Rashi says, Hanach to Beirish Kalusa. The Beirish Kalusa sent Rav Zvid a drink of vinegar. Listen to this. Delo havi malu, because they didn't like him. Mishum da machmer alai. He was machmer on them. He was machmer, but we'll send him. We'll send him some kind of bad, very strange remark. We'll send him some kind of bad drink. He'll drink it, he'll die. Because he's so machmer enough. He is into a machmer. What? Son of Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Hakafrisin, which are the peels from a tzlah, from a caper bush, Vakapad Lotos, and Karsi, leek, Vamatalia, we don't know what that is, Vachamin, and hot water, Vakloyos, and kernels of wheat, Shalahen, Mutarin. All that is mutter. Why is all that mutter? Because all that can be eaten raw. Beta Tzluya, Asura. A beta Tzluya of a goy roasted neg, that's Asur. Shemen, what about oil? Rabbi Huda Hanasi Benzino, the new olive he did, they already mastered that. Tanya, hi ha matalia, hi ha pashalia, hi sha'ata. All the same ingredient. What is that ingredient? Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, hi arbon, shin, denafik, hi, over the different time. It's already 40 years that this came out of Egypt, this story. But Rabbi Yochanan, the day Amar, hi shin, shin, denafik, hi, over the different time. Already 60 years it's happened. Well, please, it's not arguing. Mar bishne, each one held from a different year, because there were different ages. So, Maisi Birza de Karpata, they brought him a seed from Karpas, Ubizra de Kitna, and a seed of flax, Ubizra de Shav Lulusa, and a seed of, what's Tilsa? Fenugreek. Vitari Luvai de Dadi, they mixed it all together, the Pshori, with lukewarm water, Vishavkili Ad de Makabel, and they left it there until it grew. Umaiti, Chatzvi, Chadati, Umaili, Meimaya, and then they brought new jugs and they filled them up. Vitari Buhu Gargishta, they put clay in there, Ubedavkin Bay, and it stuck to it. Vayan Lebe Bunny, they went to the bathhouse. Adinavkum Lavlavi, when they were leaving, Achlimanaya, they drank it. Vikarim Ibenisa, the Sharia Turfa, the Kariye. And it gave them all goosebumps from the head of their hairs on their head down to their toes. The bottom line is that they drank, that it's mutter to eat these things if they're cooked up, even though they can be eaten raw. Why? Because you can eat them cold. So, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Milin. That story never happened. This is words. That's a baloney. That's words. Baloney story. Bamulei, Bimilin. Others say they conjured it up with Kisha. Whole discussion. Are you allowed to eat? It's actually true, but are you allowed to eat food that's created with Kisha? Is that usher? Say if a Jew created it with Kisha, it's for sure usher. Why? Because it says, Lo Sochal Tol Toeva. A Jew's not allowed to deal with Kisha. So if it creates a sandwich with Kisha, it's also, what if a Goy did that? Is it Kisha? Interesting. Tana Rabbanan, who gets that child? I don't know. Hakush bin Shalav de Kochavim, the dregs of dates of Ov de Kochavim, Shehuch Muchamin, that were heated up, the Yor Gedola, if it's in a large pot, Usher. Why is it Usher? Because they're afraid that there are bleas in there from something else a good cook. Yorah Katana Mutter, because they didn't cook anything else in that little pot. They do Yorah Katana, what's considered a small pot? Amar of Yanai, Kol She Ain Tipar Dror Yachal Likonis Kisofa. If you can't put a little bird in there, Vidilma Dmuya Dumi Valayu, maybe they cut up the little bird and stuck pieces in it and they cooked it and it's Asur. Ella, right, what we mean is Kol She Ain Rosh Tipar Dror Yachal Likonis Kisofa. You can't even fit the head of a bird in there, meaning it's a tiny little pot, nothing's in there. If it's in there, there's no problem for you. Aye, but Tanya, Achas Yor Gedol, Achas Yor Katana Mutter. Aye, some said it's Mutter. So Gemara says, Lo Kasha. Ha, Kaman to Amar, No Sin Talam Kam, Usher. If you hold No Sin Talam Kam is Usher, then you for sure can't do it. Why? Because you're afraid of Bleo. But ha, Kaman to Amar, No Sin Talam Kam, Mutter. But if you hold No Sin Talam Kam is Mutter, if you wait 24 hours, any taste that comes out is bad, and that's Mutter, then you can use the pot of a guy. Amar of Sheshit, Hai Mishcha, the Shilka, the Amroi, Usher. Oil cooked with a guy from a guy's stuff is Usher. Amr of Safra, Lamay Nechasha, what are we afraid of? Imisha Merube, what, you're going to mix oil with wine? Mitzrach, sorry, that makes it sour. Imisha Mishulat to Kochavim, if it's because of Bishalakum, Nechal, who Kishul Chai, he's that rule also. Imisha Mishulat to Kochavim, if it's because of Guli of the Kochavim, that's not of Gam, who Mutter, that's not of Gam, it's Mutter. So what's the problem? Boimine Mervasi, Hai Ahani Ahine Shilki Daramoi, the dates that are cooked from a guy, Mai, what's the story? Chule, if they're very sweet, loti boy alach tevad asher. That's for sure mutter. Why? You can eat that raw. Mirari, if they're very bitter, loti boy alach, don't ask me kshayla tevad asiri. That's for sure asher. Why? You have to cook it to make it it's sweeter. Ki tevay alach mitziyah, the middle level. My, what's the din? Amalahu, my tevay alachu. What are you asking me already? The Rav, the Rebbe Asher, Rebbe Asher that. Umanu, who's that? That's Levi. That was Levi. Shisisa, a certain kind of tavshel. Made from kernels, Rav Shari, Avu the Shmuel Velevi Osri. Vichit Yusari, if it's wheat and barley, Kuliyamal Pluki the Shari. Everyone holds it's mutter. Why? Because it's, why is that mutter? You're not going to add anything to that, and therefore you can eat it raw, it's no problem. Betalfa, the Chala, if it's B, beans. And people might add vinegar, and vinegar is really wine. No, you mix it with water. One type of goes of this or to that. When that goes there, this or to vinegar, which might have wine in it. Right. Now, if it's water, it's pshurata. Keep looking, but by vinegar, by wheat and barley, it's the baklovit. Marasava gazin ha to ha, or marasava logazinan. One more, two more lines. Amarab, tre mini shisisa. There's two types. Shadar, two types of this. Shadar, barzila hagaladi will dovit. Barzila hagaladi tends to dovit. The Sivet says Mishkov, he sent them linen, the sapos, and kalim, for kliotzer, and klicheres, chitim, so orim, vikemach, vikoli, upol, adashim, vikoli. Right? The hashtahu, the kamafki, tani, tani, lashukat, and arda. And now that everyone buys this stuff in the marketplace, bless the chayesh laha, tavur, the shmul, udalevi. No one's choshesh for it anymore, it's not a problem, it's all considered mutter. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll resume on that plan of test on base right here tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.